T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right at 6:40. Good to have you here this morning. Lopez in for Dina and your dirt. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements made super easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR and home equity loans. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Lopez?
Well, have you heard Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had a baby?
Whoa! When did this happen?
Yeah, yesterday it was a boy. If you haven't heard yet, I don't know how you missed it. But if you did, it is a boy. There is no name yet, but of course we'll tell you as soon as that happens. But they posted it first on their Instagram account, and then Buckingham Palace did it the old-fashioned way. They posted everything on there. The baby was born at 7 pounds 3 ounces. Just after 5 a.m. their time yesterday was when the baby was born. But now they are home at their Frogmore Cottage in Windsor, along with Meghan's mom, Doria Ragland. Harry came out and he said, "It's been the most amazing experience I could have ever have possibly imagined. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehensive, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful for all the love and support from everybody out there."
How come the name hasn't been released yet? I'm assuming they gave it a name. Like, you would think there would be some leak.
I don't know.
Like somebody that brought them tea.
Maybe they hadn't decided yet. Maybe they're still debating.
No, they've got it. I don't know why they're holding out, though.
DinaStirt.com.
Maybe they're waiting for money. Holding out for cash.
And they're still placing bets on the name.
Some more, yeah, they're putting it down there. Some more baby news. Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, welcome their son on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. We had just found yesterday that they quickly posted in an Instagram account that they were having a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I guess a few hours after that, she posted a picture of her family with the caption, 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born. So there she was. Congratulations to her. And in other baby news, Danica Patrick clarified on Instagram that she is not pregnant or expecting, because she had written something about talking with her sister, Brooke, saying, "Sat down for a chat. We covered a lot of topics, including pertaining to kids, and I got some good advice." But it wasn't that she was pregnant that she got the advice. It was just that they were chatting about it. So she's not expecting, if you got that impression from it.
Her labor would be quick, too.
Okay.
You seen her drive a car?
Yeah, that's right.
That race car?
DinaStirt.com.
Wow. And if you love Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets, you can thank Chance the Rapper for getting them back on the menu.
That'll put you in labor, right?
It might. It was so funny. He posted it on Twitter on Saturday. He said, "I will have a good day. I will succeed today. Wendy's will bring back spicy nuggets at some point. Please, 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 Lord, let it be today." Of course, you know, put it out there.
Lord, let it be today.
Put the affirmations
really
out there. He was really wanting it. So Wendy's tweeted back, "It won't be today, but there's always a chance." And then they said, they put a challenge out there. If he got 2 million likes on the tweet, they'd bring it back on the menu.
I don't know.
A few hours later, he had 2.2 million likes and over 418,000 retweets, and they held up their end of the bargain.
What, this sounds like creative marketing to me.
You think they paid
him to
do that?
Yeah, this stuff just doesn't happen by accident.
They might have, but they are coming back thanks to Chance the Rapper. So if you liked him, you'll be happy and thank him. And finally, Captain America went to his high school reunion. People magazine says that the Avengers star, Chris Evans, stunned his classmates when he showed up at his 20-year high school reunion on Saturday in Sudbury, Mass. He was there, and he was very nice to everyone, took pictures with all his classmates and all the people who were working there as well. He wore a name tag that just said Chris.
Can you imagine somebody that doesn't watch movies, they come out like, "So what have you been up to these days?"
Yeah, like they don't
what
know.
Are you?
It's entirely possible. Someone may have missed. If someone didn't watch any superhero movies.
I knew you wanted to be an accountant. Did that happen?
They might not know. So that'd be so funny that he just showed
up
cool. there. So it's good for him. That's nice. And that's your dirt at 6:40. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Dina is out today. Lopez in with your latest dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements made easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR and home equity loans. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood?
Oh, well, if you watched the latest episode of Game of Thrones and you happen to post anything on Twitter about it, you may have seen the Starbucks cup. It was in the background at the 17:50 mark of the episode Last of the Starks.
No.
So Tormund and Jon Snow, I hope I'm saying these names right, yep. And Jon Snow were talking, and Daenerys was sitting in the background. She was behind them at a table, and she was holding a big, you know, old-fashioned looking goblet in her hands, but there was a Starbucks cup right in front of her.
Oh my gosh.
And people were going, they were loving it. It was all over everywhere. There were memes galore.
I gotta catch up. I'm two episodes behind.
Hey, you gotta see this.
you wonder if they didn't do it for talk.
Well, people are saying that they possibly have done it to get some talk about it. People are suspecting that. We're not sure. HBO did release a statement saying that the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered an herbal tea.
I don't know. No, I mean,
you gotta listen. Did you hear the joke?
What?
Wait for me to finish talking. The latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered an herbal tea.
Okay.
Now you get the joke. Still talking.
Now I get the joke.
You could have waited for that. So we don't know if it was a mistake or not. Honestly. DinaStirk.com. Well, we got Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle, actually was kind of nice about the new baby being born. He told The Sun, "I'm proud that my new grandson is born in the British royal family, and I'm sure that he will grow to serve the crown and the people in Britain with grace, dignity, and honor." He said, "God bless the child, and I wish him health and happiness, and congratulations to my lovely daughter, Duchess Meghan, and Prince Harry. God save the Queen."
Hope they do get to meet eventually.
Yeah, it was nice of him to. That's a little classier than some of the things that have been happening lately.
So but it's passive aggressive, so tomorrow.
It's not necessarily passive aggressive.
We're not sure how he's going to feel. They go back and forth.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, we talked about Kelly Clarkson having her appendix removed right after the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, she was in pain during the show.
Yeah, she was, and so they removed it. But apparently, recovery isn't going too great. She tweeted yesterday, a quick recap, recovering after surgery, super duper sucks. Turns out, I don't rest well, so bored. Pain meds make me feel a different kind of horrible, to where I question if I'd rather feel the pain instead. 2 out of 3 scars, feel as if Lord Voldemort is always near. And if you weren't, you didn't watch Harry Potter's, but whenever Voldemort was near Harry, his scar would burn. So I guess that's not great, but I guess she's still working because she was back on last night's live episode of The Voice. So hopefully she's doing okay. I don't know.
She could hurt her knee and her bone was sticking out and she'd still perform.
I guess so. Maybe you should take a day off, Kelly. You deserved it. You've earned it.
Wow.
DinaStirk.com.
And Kevin Hunter has finally responded to Wendy Williams' divorce petition, and he wants financial assistance. Page Six found some paperwork after their, you know, wet marriage is being ended after the rumors that he fathered a child with Sherina Hudson. He lost his job as her manager and executive producer on the Wendy Williams show, but he wants spousal and child support for their 18-year-old son, Kevin Hunter Jr., and he also wants her to pay for their son's college tuition, plus an equitable distribution of all personal assets. So we'll keep it posted on once all those things are done and out of court. And that is your Dirt at 740. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in for Dina, who is out today. And this Dirt update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements made super easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR on home equity loans. For details, call 413-733-2800. So what's up in gossip, Lopez?
Well, people are wondering, how did Meghan Markle get to the hospital yesterday? Radar Online is saying it was a Toyota. I guess they used fake police escorts and cars with tinted windows to throw off the paparazzi and the fans as well. Some people, though, not too happy about it. A source is saying it's such a waste of money and shows her total disregard for the British taxpayers. But I guess at the same time, it's kind of for her safety as well.
See, I always had the idea of getting 10 of the same vehicles, and then everybody drives off in different directions.
Right, so you don't know which one.
Lit up the paparazzi.
Yeah, so you don't know which one to follow. So glad everything is okay. Yeah, it may have been a waste of money, but maybe it was for her safety also.
Toyota. Nice plug for them,
yeah,
right?
DinaStirk.com.
Well, last week we told you about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas' surprise Vegas wedding last Wednesday, and you can now get some trash from it. Yay! According to Radio.com, someone on eBay is selling a wrapper from one of the ring pops used during the ceremony, because that's what they used. Instead of actual rings, they used ring pops.
Yep.
Now, I guess it started at $10, but has jumped up to over $4,000. Now, it's got a lot of typos in the post, but they're saying slightly used, happiest day of Joe's life. May 1st, 2019, in Las Vegas, Nevada, the original candy wrapper which held the wedding ring that Joe gave to Sophia comes with a certificate of authenticity signed by the Elvis impersonator, so maybe it's real? I don't know.
Really?
But I wouldn't risk it.
I wouldn't pay thousands for it. That's crazy.
I know. Over $4,000, a little much.
DinaSturk.com.
$3,000, maybe.
Yeah, $3,000.
$4,000, no way.
Britney Spears' mother has decided she wants to have more say in her daughter's life in treatment. Now, up until now, she's left all the handling to Britney's dad and his in the conservatorship with Jamie. But now Lynn has asked the judge to keep her in the loop of her daughter's medical treatment. TMZ says that she's not happy about Britney's condition. And there was a lot of people saying the Save Britney thing, saying that she was put in a mental facility against her will. We haven't heard anything saying that that is true, that it was against her will. But her mom is hearing this stuff and thinking maybe she needs to step in. So they're all going to be talking about this coming up on Friday to see if mom gets back into the mix again.
DinaSturk.com.
And this Woodstock 50 concert is all over the place. We've talked about it a little bit. It was in doubt after the company called Dentsu was going to be financing it, but then it was canceled. But the promoter, Michael Lang, says it's still going to happen. TMZ has got a letter as to why they say it's going to happen. Michael Lang accuses the company of deliberately trying to sabotage the festival. He says they were behind the ticket on sale delay. He says there was no reason since they'd already gotten the permits. He also said that they were playing games with the lineup, offering bands gigs at the 2020 Summer Olympics so they would back out of Woodstock. And he also thinks, saying that the company Dentsu pocketed some of the money for the festival, illegally swept approximately $17 million from the bank account. So, I have no idea, but if they want to make this happen, the guy, Lang, needs to get $30 million by Friday.
Yeah, and the show is expected to be the 16th through the 18th of this year. So how are they going to get everybody together?
I have no idea what's going to happen with this, but it is very confusing.
They're going to be able to line up some of the best cover bands in America.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So any kid on the street who can play something. And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.